देखिए देखिए निकला ईवीएम
نشوف يوصل دماغي إن شاء الله، إن شاء الله إن شاء الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. تفسير القرآن. We encourage everyone, inshallah ta'ala, if you have some time, come sit down, learn from the meanings of the Quran, inshallah, and really benefit yourself in the month of Ramadan, inshallah. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala shakir al mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Waghfir lana ya Mawlana innaka antal ghafurur rahim. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري، يسر لي أمري، واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and elders and sisters, Alhamdulillah. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of Ramadan. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tilawah of the Quran. We thank Allah Ta'ala that He allowed us to sit here, Alhamdulillah, and really benefit from this knowledge that the Quran has given us. Alhamdulillah, one part of Ramadan should be that we read the Quran, and another part of Ramadan should be that we understand the Quran. Alhamdulillah, the reason why we have these tafsir programs is that we want to fulfill this haqq that the Quran has put on us, that we understand it. So we make dua to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala that He allow us to give us proper understanding, inshallah Ta'ala. And one of the reasons why we're doing the du'as of the Quran this time is because I wanted that we, you know, inshallah, we get to the essence of our deen. The essence of our deen is that we actually call Allah Ta'ala, we speak to Allah, we worship Allah Ta'ala properly. A dua mukhul ibadah. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that dua is the essence, it is the heart of worship. When you worship Allah Ta'ala, you should be making dua. That's why I keep telling everyone that in salah, in fasting, in hajj, in anything you do, you should be raising your hands and asking Allah Ta'ala at the same time. Or if from your heart, you should be making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And so keeping that in mind, these du'as are here to help you. These du'as have been formulated and made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. It's Allah ta'ala telling you how to ask Him properly. Because many of us will say something and it might be very rude or incorrect the way we say it. But the way Allah ta'ala revealed for us, alhamdulillah, is exactly correct, okay? And I need everyone inshallah to remember when you make du'a, unfortunately we have this habit of people who, they get frustrated in the du'a. I said, I made du'a, I made du'a, I made du'a. No, no, no. When you're making dua, it's full dependency, full faqr, right? Full poverty before Allah Ta'ala. Really showing who you are, which is nothing. I don't have anything with Allah Ta'ala. Allah is my ma'bud. Allah Ta'ala is my mahbub. Allah is my beloved. Allah Ta'ala is the one I worship. You raise your hands in this way. Allah, I really need you, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And no matter how many times you continue to ask, I just remind myself very quickly about Zakariya alayhi salam. Sayyidina Zakariya alayhi salam, when he used to make dua for a son, Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah. The ulama have written that he made dua for 40 years. The malaika would ask, Ya Allah, they ask Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, if you want it, it's a moment for you to answer his dua. And then Allah Ta'ala said, oh, my malaika, I like that Zakariya talks to me. It's a beloved conversation we have. Zakariya alayhi said, وَلَمَّا كُمْ بِدُعَائِكَ رَبِّي شَقِيَّ. I never felt misfortunate, Ya Allah. No matter how many times I ask you, I never lost hope. Allahu Akbar, right? May Allah grant us that, inshallah Ta'ala. So keeping this in mind, one of the very powerful du'as that we need to make regularly in the Qur'an, this is a du'a for preserving one's iman. It's in the beginning of Surah Ali Imran. It's a very important du'a. I would say, subhanAllah, in our modern times, with all the fitna and all the trials and all the masaib and all this social media that people have to go through, I think this is one of the most regular du'as that a person should make. It's the beginning of Surah Ali Imran, ayah number 8. In ayah number 8, Allah Ta'ala says, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِقْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعَدِ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. It's very short. It's not very long. You can memorize it, inshallah ta'ala. It's a very important dua. It comes down as a very strong reminder for us, okay? Is that I want to remind everyone that while you're learning in America, you need to learn your deen. Okay, subhanAllah, mashallah, I told you, I learned a lot of things being overseas. One of the nice things, mashallah, I saw that the iman of a villager is very, very pure iman. He has no doubts about nothing. Allah is Allah, and I am the slave. And that continues to be like that. There's nothing that changes. Someone will come in with something random or something strange, he doesn't understand any of these things. You tell him something very weird about Islam, he doesn't understand them. There's no point in bringing up anything too sophisticated because he's not going to get it, right? SubhanAllah. Very pure, mashallah. In America, though, subhanAllah, you have the fitna of TikTok. You have the fitna of Twitter. You have the fitna of Facebook. You know, people always say, Sheikh, I saw this on Facebook. Sheikh, I saw this somewhere. I don't remember where I saw it. Maybe on YouTube or somewhere. Sheikh, I saw this on this social media app and this app and this app. In my mind, I'm thinking, subhanAllah, why are you learning from these apps in the first place? Where's the alim of deen that you went to and asked and consulted him? You got a hadith from somewhere and now you're thinking, oh, okay, maybe I could apply it like this. You should be very careful. They're like medications, right? When you go to a pharmacy, you see medications all on the wall, right? Can you just pick up any one of them to eat them or consume them? Who has to tell you which one to take? The doctor. And the hadith of Rasulullah is the exact same way. You have to be very careful and mindful about these things. But keep this in mind, you need your ilm. Your ilm is like your food and drink of the day. You'll not survive if you don't have your ilm. The same way you cannot survive without your food and drink, you need to have knowledge of deen. It's very important that everyone consumes a little bit of knowledge every day. And I tell you, subhanAllah, the more you look into this knowledge, the more you see that it never ends. Allahu Akbar. You come up to a huge ocean and you start to dip your feet into there and you start to swim in it. Some of us, mashallah, are swimming as much as they can into it, alhamdulillah. But the more you go into this ocean of knowledge, you see that it keeps going and it never stops. That's why one of the ulama, Imam Sha'rani, said about one of his teachers. This was like ajeeb that I saw. I thought, you know what? Let me tell everyone, inshallah, so you could feel ajeeb the same way I felt ajeeb. Ibn Abbas said that when I understand something of the Quran, I feel so happy, I want to tell the whole world. And I, mashallah, maybe this is what I felt. He says, Ma dhakarahu al-Imam al-Sha'rani, Alusi is writing, he's saying, Akhbarani Shaykhuna Ali al-Khawas, Quddisa sirruhu, Anna Allah Ta'ala atla'ahu ala ma'ani surat al-Fatiha. He says, teacher, Ali al-Khawas, he was, Allah Ta'ala had, he said, inspired in him the meaning of Surah Fatiha. فَخَرَّجَ مِنْهَا مِئَتَيْ أَلْفِ عِلْمٍ He said, I learned 200,000 different types of knowledges, and, sorry, 200, وَأَرْبَعِينَ أَلْفَ عِلْمٍ وَتِسْعَمِائَةٍ وَتِسْعِينَ عِلْمًا He said, I learned 249,990 ilm from Fatiha. Okay, I can't even say the number because it's so big. Well, it goes on for a long time. And he said that وَيَكَانَ يَقُولُ لَا يُسَمَّى عَالِمًا عِنْدَ أَهْلِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا مَنْ عَرَفَ كُلَّ لَفْظٍ جَاءَتْ بِهِ الشَّرِيعَةُ He said that you're not an alim of deen until you know that every single word that came from Sharia, what it means from Allah Ta'ala. Okay, mashallah, you and I read Fatiha. And I don't think we get a little bit from it, subhanAllah. If we even get a little drop, mashallah ta'ala. This is how the alim is saying, I learned 200,000 different things from Fatiha. SubhanAllah. I tell you, it's an unending ocean. You and I, mashallah, need to learn. Okay, but the thing is that there are pitfalls in this knowledge. Who were the people before us that tried to learn very much? Yahud and Nasara. Yahud and Nasara also tried to learn. But what happened is what? They went into things so deeply and they got confused. And this is what happens, mashallah. When you study deen, there are three things going to happen for you. There are going to be number one, those things which are easy to understand. Okay, those things which are easy to understand. Everyone will get them, inshallah ta'ala. The second level is those things which are a little complicated. But if the teacher explains it to you maybe once or twice, you read it again. You practice it a little, then what happens? You understand it, inshallah. And there's a certain level of knowledge which no one has any access to. You're not going to get anything from it. Okay? Let me give you an example. Salah is how many times you pray? Everyone's good, right? We're all Muslim here, right? MashaAllah, okay. Not going to confuse anyone. 5 times daily prayers. Okay, MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. What are certain rewards that a person can get for praying 5 times a day? Can someone tell me? What's a nice reward you get from praying 5 times? You should think of something, right? When you're praying, right?
Jannah.
Jannah, right? This is a hadith of Rasulullah says. Allah Ta'ala says, whoever praises 5 times, I make a wa'ada on me. Allah says, I made a wa'ada on me that I will put them in Jannah. SubhanAllah, right? Beautiful, right? MashaAllah. So the basic thing is the 5 times to understand the virtue a little bit more, right? If I tell you, why did Allah give us 5 times? Oh, Sheikh, I don't know. Why did Allah give us, why didn't he give us 6 or 7 or whatever? Five is five. Right? Do you get what I'm saying? But for you to delve into there and try to go into there, maybe you get some wisdom here and there, but for you to understand why, No. There's nothing you can do, right? This is the different types of things Allah has revealed in Deen. Huwaladhi anzal alaykum al-kitab minhu ayatun muhkamat hunna umul kitab wa ukhra mutashabihat. This is what it is about. Allah Ta'ala says He revealed the book. And in the book, there are two types of verses. There's a muhkam verse, something which is clear. Muhkam means clear. Something which is wadih, like five times daily prayers. How much do you have to fast? The month of Ramadan. You have to go to Hajj for once in your life. You must give zakat. Very clear things. Okay? Hunna umul kitab. Allah said, this is the source, this is the goal, this is the principle of the book. When you study Islam, what should you be focused on? This part, the clear parts. Wa khuru mutashabihat. But there are other parts which are a little confusing, a little bit more deep, a little bit more sophisticated, right? I told you, mashallah, okay. Everyone believe in Qiyamah, right? When is Qiyamah?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. If you were to start to go into it, what would you get from it? Nothing. If you start to go even harder into it and get upset because of it, subhanAllah, you become misguided. This is what happens, right? Same thing with the Qadr. Why did Allah Ta'ala do this and this and this for me, right? Certain things about Islam and Hadith and ayat of the Quran. Salah is very simple matters, right? These types of things are very simple. Jannah, Jahannam, we understand these things. But now you to start to ask, how many gates, why is there seven gates of Jahannam and eight gates of Jannah? Hazrat Mufti Pampas used to get very upset, rahmatullahi. He used to get very upset when people ask very obnoxious questions. The alim likes good questions. The alim gets very upset at obnoxious questions because it's like Bani Israel. Exactly like Bani Israel. Someone came up to Hazrat and said, Hazrat, what color are Munkar and Nakir? I'm kya pata hai wo Munkar Nakir kya color hai? Ajeeb, right? He said that these types of people will say, what color is Munkar and Nakir? And then they'll ask, what is his height? Okay? SubhanAllah, Allahu Akbar. Don't we have better things to talk about? Different things to discuss, right? And so, SubhanAllah, we have, again, mashallah, simple matters of deen. And those things that everyone can get. But sometimes a hadith of Rasulullah will come to you. One hadith might come to you. And you might not get it. Honestly, you might not get it. And a command of Quran might not get it. It might not make sense. Okay? Why is it that the mother in Islam, she receives, the one-sixth, right? Why does the father, if there's no one else, he gets the one-third, right? For example, right? Different types of shares, right? Why is it that this person gets this? Why is it that this thing's like that, right? So many things come in. They're complicated matters. You can get some answers, but listen. If you get stuck on this thing, Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ. Whoever has some weird distortion, when you're seeing like a person's heartbeat, it goes like, beep, beep, right? It's like normal, right? But then what happens, right? When the doctor sees the person, like it spikes like this, right? Or like it flatlines or something, right? They're like, something's happening to this brother. Certain people's iman is like that their iman is not proper. They're not looking to follow Islam. What they're looking is to make other people misguided. Okay, so then they'll say, for example, ayat of the Quran, which are very complicated, like different issues about khilafah becoming making Islamic governments, right? Or issues of the past like slavery, or certain things about gender, Muslim men, women's rights, men's rights, right? And they get very confused. They never talk to alim. What do? They think for themselves. They try to figure it out. Okay, so because they try to figure it out for themselves, they end up getting misguided. Along with this connection is what? With the words like in the Quran, like the hand of Allah, the face of Allah. Okay, what did you understand from that? Hand of Allah. Allah knows, right? I have limbs. Allah doesn't have limbs. Everyone clear on that, right? The face of Allah Ta'ala. I understood something very powerful, but beyond that, I don't really get anything. And that's what a Muslim should do, right? We say, Kama yaliqu bi sha'nihi, whatever Allah Ta'ala means by it, right? Same thing when someone hears that Allah Ta'ala is above the arsh. Okay, what does that mean? The same way I sit on a throne. First of all, if you even think the arsh is like a throne, you've already messed up. Because you and I need a chair. Does Rabbul Alameen need a chair? Very important to understand. This guy got so fixated. He's like, Allah is above. I said, yes, I agree. But I'm not saying Allah is in a direction. Okay? He's not in a place. Does that make sense? A location is what you and I need. But Allah created time and space. He made everything. He doesn't need a location, right? So now, subhanAllah, a person will be so confused, they think like Allah is physically in one spot. So now they hear a Muslim. If I were to ask you, where is Allah? What would you say? He's everywhere, right? Did you literally mean that he was everywhere? Did everyone actually think like physically he was in every spot? Every basic sensible human Muslim villager city person knows that Allah Ta'ala is not physically with me when I'm in the bathroom. Okay? Does that make sense? Everyone clear on this? Everyone knows this. When you said Allah is everywhere, what did you understand? Allah Ta'ala is watching everywhere, right? Same thing, this ayah, wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum, which is the ayah of the Quran. He is with you wherever you are. It's the ayah of the Quran, Surah Al-Hadid, right? Wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum is the ayah of the Quran. He's with you wherever you are. Same way, Allah al-Arsh istawa, that's the ayah of the Quran. He's above the throne. What do I say about both of these places? I say Allah Ta'ala knows best. He says this, I believe in it. Does that make sense? I believe in it. Do I say Allah is in a location? Ajib, man, subhanAllah. Someone come into a person's house and said that in order to check, it was like a marriage proposal. And they said that, tell me, man, if you come into my house asking for my daughter, I'm kicking you out the house, man, subhanAllah. You're testing my daughter's iman? Allahu Akbar, right? Allahu Akbar. SubhanAllah. If you didn't believe my daughter was a Muslimah, why'd you come in my house to ask where is Allah? SubhanAllah. Right? You think Allah is in a location. This is your problem. Zayg. There's distortion in the heart. Okay? I give you this. There's so many of them. SubhanAllah. I don't think Allahu Akbar. For me, I don't. We talk about what? Muhkamat. The clear stuff. I don't talk about mutashabihat. I don't even think I even mentioned this topic in 8 years since I've been here. Is that right? Probably, right? The only people I mentioned ever from the minbar is probably Qadiani. Because my bathroom is the Qadiani office, right? And that's for clear reasons why, subhanAllah. You know? The thing is that, subhanAllah, people should know that general Muslims, they have Iman. How big is Jannah, brothers and sisters in Islam? Very big. Huge it is, mashallah. This Jannah is not exclusive for like 50 people. This Jannah, subhanAllah, is gonna be for like billions and billions of people, mashallah. You cannot tell me that the only Iman that was proper is you and your Shaykh. This is a very nice incident, right? This one brother was asked, he come up to this one brother. He's like, brother, I need to tell you something. Everyone in this masjid is misguided. He said, everyone in this masjid is misguided. Except for me and the gathering that my sheikh has. Everyone in there is guided, except for, and everyone else here, misguided. And then he said, but brother, I need to let you know that everyone that sits with the sheikh, they're all misguided. Except for very few students that he has. They're all guided, right? I said, brother, I need to let you know that every those few students, all of them misguided, except for me and my sheikh only. And he said, brother, I have some doubts about the iman of the sheikh too. Ajib, Ajib, people's whole job is to check people's iman. This is their whole maqsad. فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ Allah Ta'ala criticizes them. They follow those things which are confusing. Ibtigha al-fitna. They want confusion. They want corruption. Wabtigha ta'wili. They want to interpret this. They want understanding. They want something. Give us something from this. Wama ya'lamu ta'wilahu illa Allah. Allah says, no one knows understanding except who? Allah Rabbul Alameen. What Allah Ta'ala means, I don't know. But what am I supposed to say? Warasikhuna fil ilm. Those who have very firm iman. Yaquluna amanna bihi. They say, we believe in it. Kullu min indi Rabbina. Everything's from Allah. Allah's Hakim. Is he not all wise? So whatever Allah to reveal is going to be wise. If I understood it or not, if I understood Khilafah or not, if I understood this or not, if I understood this or not, Allah does Hakim. Someone came up to a sheikh and said, Sheikh, what is the hikmah of the 5 times daily prayers? And sheikh said, what is the hikmah in your hikmah of asking me? Like you're asking, what is the wisdom in asking? Right? What is the wisdom in the 5 times daily prayer? He said, what is the wisdom in you asking? Allah is Hakim. When he revealed five, it was off of wisdom. For you to ask a wise person, why is he doing his wisdom? This is bayakufi. This is being dumb. Don't ask if you don't trust me. SubhanAllah, there's only a limit you can get. A person of deep knowledge says, look, Allah is my Hakim. Everything in my life was done by hikmah. Whatever happened in my life is from hikmah. I'm here, someone's there, I have this much money, I have this job. Everything from hikmah. Alhamdulillah. Kullu min indi Rabbina. Wa ma yadhakkaru illa ulul albab. Only people of deep, deep intellect they will understand this. When you hear this point, I want everyone to note, okay, that look, you're gonna go, yattabi'un. If your Twitter looks like only people of the other side, you're just looking at all the misguided groups and you're just seeing them fighting and arguing, okay? This is yattabi'un, following, right? You follow. If you're following Twitter and Facebook and all these different things, and everything's all these weirdo, goofy things that no one understands these issues and arguing and fighting, I tell you, subhanAllah, maybe Twitter's haram for you. I'd be honest here. A lot of people, subhanAllah, when they're on social media, they become more misguided than they get guided. How could they ever be jayus? Be very mindful of where you get your information from. Be very mindful. Check it with the ulama at all times. That's their job, right? The alim's job is to what? To preserve the deen of Rasulullah for you.
That's his job. Your 9 to 5 is to go to the office and work. My 9 to 5 is to look at Ruhul Ma'ani and tell you the meanings in the book. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. This is when you make the dua. Ya Allah, I'm very weak. Allah, don't turn our hearts. Ba'd iz hadaytana. After you gave us guidance, Ya Allah, this is the dua for America. This is the dua for every non-Muslim country. Allah, don't misguide us after you guided us. You all came from Muslim countries with such pakka, proper iman, mashayikh and ulama and amazing people that lived there. Don't become misguided after you came here. I can't believe it, subhanAllah. Your parents and your grandparents were mu'min. How could your child be a kafir? Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana. Allah, don't turn our hearts away. Ba'd iz hadaytana. Wahab lana. And Allah, you give us a gift. Min ladunk. I don't want a normal gift. Gift means what? When I give you a gift, I hope I don't expect something from you. Okay? A gift is something where you give free of charge, nothing. You didn't do anything for me, and I don't want anything from you. This is called a gift. When you ask Allah, you say, Allah, habalana. Allah, give us a gift. Min ladunk. I don't want a normal gift. I want a special gift. Something that is very close to you, Ya Allah. Rabbana habalana min ladunk. Something very close to you. Rahmah. I want a special rahmah from you, Allah. What is this rahmah you want? Allah, make our iman. You want to know the most special thing you can get from Allah? What is the most special thing you can get from Allah Ta'ala? Iman in the kalima, La ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah. Nothing in this world can have that much value like the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. When you make this dua, Allah, give us a special rahmah from you. Innaka antal wahhab. Because, Ya Allah, you're the one who loves to give gifts. Al-ahwahab means the one who loves to give gifts, mashallah. So I remind everyone to make this dua. Rabbana innaka jam'un nas li yawmin la rayba fi. If you ever get stuck on a conversation on Twitter or Facebook or YouTube or whatever, Rabbana innaka jam'un nas li yawmin la rayba fi. Allah, you're going to gather everyone at the day of judgment. Me who's arguing behind the screen and the other guy who's arguing on the other side of the screen, we're going to come on the day of judgment, okay? Subhanallah, remind yourself, no matter what argument you get into, Allah, we're all going to get gathered on the day of judgment. What's going to happen on Qiyamah? Are people going to have any more doubts? No doubts on Qiyamah. Don't worry about it. Focus on the bigger problem, inshallah ta'ala. Protect your iman. Remember what it means when you make this dua. Ya Allah, I humble myself. Allah, I did not get iman because I deserve it. Allah was a gift from you. So raise your hand in this humbleness and say, Ya Allah, protect my iman, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Protect the iman of my children, Ya Allah. Protect the iman of my grandchildren, Ya Allah. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'd iz hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Make this dua, inshallah ta'ala, regularly. May Allah grant us afiyah and tawfiq. Save us from the fitna and fasad. Keep us on iman, pakka iman. Let us live on this kalima and die in this kalima and raise with the kalima, inshallah, on the day of judgment. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.